says as an intense a criticism as it's going to come across, but Belmont Park is the ugliest of the three tracks involved in the Triple Crown.
Yeah, it has a utilitarian New York feel, I guess, if you could say such a thing.
Exactly,
But it is actually one of the oldest races in the country. Mm-hmm. I think it's the 146th renewal, so they are doing something right. But it's, again, kind of, I want to say blue-collar. That's not really a good term either. But, Pimlico's got Old Hilltop, and of course, that storied race is the Pimlico, and then mm-hmm. Kentucky Derby needs no introduction. But it is probably the most workmanlike of the three Triple Crown races, being a mile and a half. You better bring your lunch, because... You've got a lot of work to do.
I like Belmont Park only because it was also a scene in a Rodney Dangerfield movie many years ago. And so anything that can put Joe Pesci and Rodney Dangerfield in a comedy together, and then they shoot a third of the movie at Belmont Park, that's good stuff. So
it is.
And I'm going to save this for later because I want to talk about the race first. But I'm getting a lesson from Channel 7's Allison Courtney here in studio about Twitter and the appropriate nature of using emoticons and the little smiley faces and things like that. And Jeff, I have no. This seems very, I'm a fish out of water, and it seems creepy to me that grown men send these to women. That's all I'm saying.
Indeed. That branch of the social media tree, I've kind of danced around myself a little bit. But unfortunately, I think it's unfortunately because I consider myself more of the old school journalist mm-hmm. type. Mm-hmm. But it's something, it's a reality now that we all have to deal with. And I'm sure the electric typewriter was taboo in some circles when it first started. So
the telephone was the newfangled. I only send telegraphs. And so, let's talk about the Belmont. You did mention it is the working man's race in the sense that you can eat two sandwiches and drink two beers in the time that it takes to run the race. I've likened the Triple Crown races to if you were running a 100-meter dash. A 400-meter dash, and then the mile. This is the length that is the most testing for the horses.
Yes, and Bill, the majority of these horses will never go a mile and a half in their lives mm-hmm. again. It's just that again makes the race kind of unique. It does offer some handicapping challenges, as you might expect. A lot of people start with pedigree, mm-hmm. and that's a good start because some horses are bred for a bit more stamina than others, and I think this field probably is fairly balanced in that respect, and that there are no real standouts from a pedigree, I think, aspect of things. I think you have to look at maybe some of the better bred individuals in here. Incognito's getting a lot mm-hmm. of attention. He's by AP Indy, who obviously was the winner of the Mile and a Quarter Breeders' Cup Classic, and his progeny, Bill, has really developed into more stamina-based maybe than some of the other classic American sires that we've seen in recent years. I certainly wouldn't rule him as a surprise, but I think other than him, I just don't see pedigree being of great influence in this race. I think it's going to be more tactical. I think the pace is going to come into play, and I think you just saw so much dichotomy between the mm-hmm. Kentucky Derby, which had basically too much pace. My selection there, Palace Malice, for some unexplained reason, most notably probably the addition of Blinkers, just went suicidally fast. I think it was the fourth quickest internal fraction derby of all time, and then you go to the Preakness when Oxbow got away with pedestrian fractions up front. They let him go. He obviously had a lot of horse left turning for home, and the crafty Gary Stevens let him have it, and he controlled the race from start to finish. I think it's anybody's guess who's going to go early and who's going to whoa early in the Belmont. A lot of these jocks, I'm sure, are going to want to stay some horse because of the mile and a half distance, but it makes this race extremely difficult to grab a hold of because we've had everybody second guessing themselves from a pace standpoint now. But my top selection really kind of is in between. It's kind of a safe pick, I think. Revolutionary, the 9 horse in there.
Mm-hmm.
He's a grinding type. He has a little bit of pedigree to him. He is by an AP Indy mare, I believe, or out of an AP Indy mare. So I like that influence on the bottom side of his pedigree. He has never run a bad race. He's been ridden by J.J. Castellano twice in his career. He has won both of those races. He's won in Belmont and run very well over the Belmont Strip as a 2-year-old last year. I think that's in favor of him. And he doesn't mind an off-race track. And I think inevitably, Henry is going to have something to say about this. He's going to dump a lot of rain in the New York area between mm-hmm. now and post-time. So, again, kind of a one-run sport. He likes to do his running later versus sooner. And I think Revolutionary is going to be at least part of it, a big part of it come come finish wire time.
Does this, when you have a race of this length, and you I think you hit upon it, pedigree obviously important, how the horse is bred, what it's bred to do, but jockeys play such a big role in a longer race like this. Are these races lost more often than they're won, I guess? When you got a jockey, do you see jockeys make more mistakes in longer races, or do they have an opportunity to have a bigger strategy where they can run to the wide side, get to the rail, that kind of stuff? I mean, is it...
Well, you would think that, and that's a very good point, though. You'd think at a mile and a half, the Belmont would be maybe a little bit more forgiving if you made an early mistake or a tactical mistake in the middle part of the race, but actually... The contrary, I think, is quite true. We all remember Smarty Jones back in 04. He was making a strong bid, obviously, for the Triple Crown. He'd won the Preakness and the Kentucky Derby in fairly easy fashion. Stuart Elliott, nothing against him, but he was really not that familiar with the layout of the Belmont. The racetrack itself is the largest in the country, as you said previously, and you have to kind of time your move. And I thought he went a little bit quick early, and I had a couple of horses take turns running at him down the backside, and he just simply ran out of horse at the end. And again, at a mile and a half, you think you could make a little bit of a mistake, but actually of the three races, it's probably the least forgiving in that respect because it is so long, and you have to have horse at the end, and the Stewart just ran out of horse, basically, with Smarty.
Well, Jeff Money Taylor, if I had a dime for every time I didn't time my move properly and I ran out of horse at the end... that's a common mistake with me. And
the junior prom comes to mind, don't we all?
the old running out of horse late didn't make that time. Yeah, exactly. Is this when you see? Okay, we're not going to have a Triple Crown winner, and casual fans. When Big Brown was still there, when the chance for the Triple Crown to see that happen, I think because it's been so long now, and because it really is, in my opinion, the toughest thing in sports to do, because the three races are so very different, and you couldn't, if this were an Olympic event, no one would win the Triple Crown. You just can't have enough. Are horses bred to run these races now? Will we see another Triple Crown winner? Is there a horse out there that can do it?
Well, I mean, that's a big argument in a lot of breeding circles, the people that are paid to put these pedigrees together, to mate these stallions and these mares. And thoroughbred racing in particular, has been age old in the respect that you breed the best, to breed the best to the best and hope for the best. And that's kind of a catch-all phrase, if you will. But a lot of people have been critical of the North American aspect of the breeding game because we've bred so much speed into our horses. Speed is very sexy, and it's obviously very rewarding, especially at younger ages, because the bulk of the money's out there now are for these shorter races. And if you take the grand picture of North American racing, the distances have been getting shorter and shorter. We don't run the mile and 3/8 races anymore. Mm-hmm. We're more about the sprints and the miles, and those kind of things have to translate to business, and business is making money, and that happens to be more speed-influenced pedigrees. So a lot of people are under the impression, and very truthfully, I feel like, that we may never have another breeder or Triple Crown winner because we just don't have the supporting pedigree to do that.
Jeff, we appreciate you being on, buddy. Thank you very much. We'll watch. I love it because of the you want to see a different crowd from Churchill Downs to Belmont Park. Those are two completely different crowds in a big way.
Indeed. Indeed. But it should be an interesting race. Billy. It really should.
Fantastic. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Jeff. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Thank you, Bill.
And thanks to the Revolution Music Room. That was Jeff Taylor on the Revolution Music Room hotline, where tonight, Prince versus Michael Jackson experience.
I've got to see that. The Prince versus Michael Jackson experience.
If you had
what
to pick
that one.
That's down the street at Rev Room.
In a street brawl, who would you pick?
That's a tough one. At the height of their powers, their superpowers. I might go with Michael Jackson in that one. I don't know.
Seems like he'd fight dirty.
You would think. okay, we got to hit a break, 11:44. Allison Courtney from Channel 7 here has been assisting me with this whole Twitter thing, and now messages are pouring in.
For you to get on Twitter?
Yes. Well, I mean, I'm on. I have about 1,200
you've
followers.
You've tweeted once in a year.
Yes.
1 year, and it was some joke.
Well, again, well, that's a commentary about so many things in my life. tough love.
See what it was.
Tough love being exhibited by Allison Courtney here. Stay with us.
But I know you read tweets. That's just it. You're on there reading. You're not participating.
No, I don't read anyone's Twitter. Yes. Why? Why do I care what most people have to say in 150 characters? I can't say anything in 10 characters. Smiley face emoticon with the tongue stuck out or whatever.
One eye closed.
One eye closed. Yes, whatever that one is. Stay with us. I'm Bill Vickery filling in for Justin. Back with more after this.